different name.
Or would they just be called teacher?
Just teacher, I guess.
Okay. At a wedding, the guy who stands up for the groom is the...
best man?
Uh-huh. And one of the women up there with the bride, not the maid of honor, but one of the other women is a...
Maid of honor, and then the bridesmaid, or...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. People who are related to you are your...
Related?
Relatives.
Yeah, relatives, yeah.
So you wouldn't use, like, kinfolk, or...
Yeah, kinfolk. Oh.
Well, would you use it, or have you just heard that?
Related to you? You mean like aunts and uncles? And
yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is there a special name for them, or just relatives?
Just relatives.
Okay. How about people who aren't related to you?
Friends.
Okay. Or do you have a special name for extended relatives, like your second cousin and people like that?
No, I've got a few cousins, second cousin. But
okay.
Other than that, just cousins.
Because some people have names for that, like kith and kin, so the kith would be your extended family and the kin would be people who are more closely related.
Very dull.
That's fine. Now, what kind of house is this?
You mean like a farmhouse, or?
Mm-hmm.
Or
what style is it?
Style?
Is it a special style, or?
It's not. Your brother built it. What? I don't know what you call it.
It's a country home.
It's a country home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in Lima, so she'll hear.
It's a Western. I don't know.
No, country home.
It's
in its early American.
Mm-hmm. What kind of rooms do you have? Well, like, this is the...
dining room.
Mm-hmm. What other rooms do you have in the house?
The den and the kitchen and two bedrooms.
Two houses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really two houses.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, because you have the old house back in there.
And they're connected.
Mm-hmm.
So you have extra rooms.
Yeah.
Tell her why.
Well, we built this first part back in here, because when we moved down here, I already told him that we had a kitchen and a living room and just two bedrooms and a bath, and we lived in there 5 years, and we built this home. We just used it for, I used it for an office back there, and
mm-hmm.
then we used it one bedroom for a guest bedroom, and then she used the other bedroom for washing, ironing, just a utility room.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's useful to have extra rooms.
Yeah.
What other kinds of houses do people build here in the valley?
Well, adobe, that house over there was adobe
mm-hmm.
house, and her father-in-law's, her father's, my father, it's just a cinder block house.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a labor house over here that it's we brought it down from El Paso when my friend lived in it about 20 years, and then North South Freeway had to take it, and I needed a labor house, so to put it down. It's just asbestos shingle, I think, just a framework, and put this asbestos shingle on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What kind of covering do you have on your house?
The roof is
brick and
not a brick roof. It's a shingle roof. Shingle. I guess I don't know if you call it or asbestos shingle or.
Okay. Do you have something that draws the rain away from your roof?